AmericanFreedomRadio.com. It's the most paranoid 2 hours in talk radio. And we like to expose scumbaggery and have a few laughs at its expense, because nobody's got a bigger expense account than the New World Order. Very special guest today, the author of the websites thegreatesttruthnevertold.com and don't-tread-on.me. Let me say that one again. Don't-tread-on.me. But I think it's quite a clever way of actually putting a website together. Made an amazing series of YouTube videos to basically underline and have a look at a range of different issues, because as anybody who's been in any form of alternative media or conspiracy theories for some time has known, that there ain't just one or two or three. There's like millions of different conspiracies that are all going on simultaneously. Oh, maybe not millions. Perhaps just a ridiculous amount anyway. Too many to count on one hand, and too many to put in one video. So he's made a whole bunch of them. Welcome to the show.
How you doing?
Really good. Could you introduce yourself to the audience and sure. Tell us a little bit about yourself?
Sure. My name is Chris Duane, and like Vinny said, I run two major sites right now. The first one is don't-tread-on.me, which is the only way I could get that kind of domain put in there, and then the other one is The Greatest Truth Never Told, and that's my latest project. That it's a very big project, and I think the impetus for me to do this is because when I woke up 5 years, or God, 7 years now, 2005, I stumbled across all these different kinds of things that just didn't quite make sense in my own little perfect little world, and it started with understanding that our money is debt. And, you know, for most people, that they tend to grasp onto that very quickly, understanding that the dollar has no intrinsic value, that is backed by debt, then only to come find out that it's a privately owned central bank that prints all that money, and that these bankers own and control the world through that central bank that they created back in 1913 or 1914 with the Federal Reserve Act. And, once you start opening your mind up to that little fact that seems to control our world today, it's a very slippery slope into, you know, the past 100, 200, 6,000 years of history. And the greatest truth never told is quite simply that humanity has been enslaved over and over again throughout all of history, throughout all of cultures, by a tiny group of people. And it's physically impossible for this tiny group of people to get away with this if we knew what was going on. It's impossible to fool somebody after they've seen what happens. And a perfect analogy is we've probably all seen these magicians that kind of, you know, do these amazing tricks, but then they do the behind the scenes of how they do it. And when you watch these tricks the first time, you're like utter amazement of how they're able to get away with it. And that they seem to bend the course of reality. But behind the scenes, there's, you know, tricks to the trade. And once you see it, you can never be fooled by that trick again. Well, it's the same thing with being awakened. Once you're awakened, you can never have your eyes closed again. And I think that's one of the most amazing and powerful things about learning the truth is that once you see it.
Hold on. I have an interjection here. There's something more powerful than the truth. Denial.
Well, at some point, you're right, especially because, gosh, 90%, 95%, 99% of the world is currently in denial. If we could get onto that subject, my own awakening went through five different stages of awakening, and I'm sure many of your listeners will relate to this. When I went through my awakening process, I realized that there's five different stages, and they tend to mirror the same stage, the same grief process of Elizabeth Kubler-Ross when she described how the body and the mind naturally go through five stages of acceptance of a new paradigm. Most, you know, the biggest one is death. And that the at first stage is a very powerful stage, which you just mentioned, is denial. And that is the stage that the grand majority of humanity is in. They're in denial that, you know, our entire way of life is built off of debt, that this has a mathematical end, that it's owned and controlled by a very small group of people. This group of people owns and controls, geez, what don't they control? Banks, corporations, governments, militaries, and essentially you through the wielding of this simple, simple tool that they have, which is money as debt. The next stage is anger, and I think a lot of your audience will definitely go through this when they realize that, you know, all this has been concocted and that we've wasted so much human potential and energy chasing after illusions that empower others. People naturally get, you know, pissed off. And I think that's becoming very apparent, you know, with all these Occupy Wall Street movements and, you know, people protesting and all this other stuff and riots in Europe. And that's a natural course of human awakening. Once you start realizing that you've been raped generationally, you know, you have a right to be mad.
The thing that happens to a lot of people who are raped or go through huge amounts of trauma is they'll often have some sort of post-traumatic stress disorder kind of thing, or this this sort of getting over it type motif where it's almost like everything's fine, but once you realize that everything's not fine and it's you know, nothing's changed. Right?
No.
Nothing's technically changed. You know, you're still walking down the same street. You're still being passed by the same cars, except now you know that the lights give you cancer and the cars are run on petrol that's controlled by a very small clique of individuals who gouge the price out of everybody.
Yeah, after they bombed a civilization into wasteland and made a ton of money off of it. Yeah. The next stage is where a lot of the people that I currently work with are in the bargaining stage. So once you do become aware of this, once you kind of get past that, you know, I'm really pissed off and I, you know, probably not as pissed off that I'm going to end up, you know, shooting anybody. I need to find out more, because if this one little fact got by me, what else got by me? And then you start looking into, you know, false flag events. You start looking into, you know, all sorts of other issues. And like you said, there's hundreds of different things. And that's the scary thing, is that there are so many things that go into controlling us. And it's not just, you know, money. It's our history. It's our psychology. It's our economics. It's our politics. It's on every level that there's somewhere somebody's controlling you. You know, it's a rigged game, your whole way of life. You have the illusion of freedom, but you have no real choice in your life. And then that's the bargaining stage. And the bargaining stage is when, you know, the truthers or the people who are seeking truth are most annoying. You know, this is the time period where you start ruining relationships. You start ruining Christmas parties with talk of 9/11 and, you know, ruining kids' basketball games, talking about the Federal Reserve. And you just become annoying and you start talking to everybody about everything, about, you know, and they should be paying attention to it really quickly. And, you know, why aren't you as excited as I am? This is amazing stuff. But
why aren't you blindly accepting? Why aren't you blindly accepting what I'm telling you? You blindly accept everything they told you.
Yep. The two main problems with the bargaining stage is, number one, the people that are, you know, transmitting this energy or transmitting this information aren't quite fully sure what the big picture is. They know that there's something wrong. They're still searching for the truth. The reality is that they're really not trying to convince others. What they're trying to do in reality is to try to find answers. That's what the bargaining is about. And they're hoping to run across somebody who can give them the truth, who can lead them along that path, because they know that they cannot go back to being, you know, ignorant again. But they're so unsettled because this is an uncomfortable truth that they have to deal with. Much like, you know, a person dying. I mean, you have to go through this exact same process. And the other problem with the bargaining phase is that they're reaching people who are embedded in denial. They don't want to hear anything that you have to say, so why bother? And this naturally leads into the fourth stage of the awakening, which is depression. And I've talked with some guys who have been, you know, much further along the conspiracy road than I have. I mean, going back to JFK and, you know, none dare call it a conspiracy in the 70s and, you know, all sorts of stuff. And these guys are, you know, they've been mired in depression for the last 20 years because they've tried desperately to get the people to, you know, wake up. No one seems to notice. No one seems to care. And you get to the point when you go down this road where you're like, you know what, just screw everybody. You know, they deserve what they're going to get, or nobody cares, or I don't care. You know, just fall into that negative loop. And for a lot of people, that's where it ends. And I couldn't, I went down that same road, and I just could not end there. You know, I wasn't going to spend, you know, I'm 37 years old now. So when I started this, I was 30 years old. I wasn't going to spend the next 70 years of my life mired in depression because I knew the truth about the world. So I made it my purpose to organize, categorize, lay out the best way of waking up people. And I took all the information that I learned. Now, I've read 240 books in a year and a half period, plus thousands of articles on the internet. And I mean, I just really, I'm obsessive compulsive with putting all this together. And I took all this information and I put it in the way that I wish I had learned it. So while this Greatest Truth Never Told series starts off very small, every single one of those little bricks of videos builds upon each other so that it is impossible for you not to move along the awakening process. And the entire series will be much more massive than what you see now. But it's divided into the exact same five stages of awakening. So all the videos that you see now are part of denial. They're either to wake you out of denial, understand that there is denial, you know, give you enough, you know, hook on the meat, you know, meat on the hook for you to go down this road. But eventually I'm going to take you through the anger stage where you'll see how the elite do control you and that, you know, you've been manipulated your entire life and how much, you know, human potential has been wasted, you know, serving their interests to profit them. Then you'll go through the bargaining phase where we'll go through more basic issues on, you know, how this is done, you know, economics and psychology and stuff like that. Then the depression phase where we start to see all the stuff that we're dealing with. And there's a lot, you know, it can go anywhere from the false flags to, you know, to our health, to food, to education. There's just so much that's currently going on in our lives that's meant to keep us down. But the final stage, and this is where I promise I would lead people, is the acceptance stage. An acceptance stage is nothing more than understanding that a reality exists and that you're cool with it. It is what it is, and that you're going to take positive, massive, positive, dramatic action to move forward in a life knowing this new reality and doing action in spite of and without others, you know, needs, you know, without others needing to follow along. And if you look at it, you look at how religions kind of spread. It's not because somebody's out on the corner going, you know, the end is near, you know, those guys holding the signs. It's because you end up finding somebody who finds peace, who found a way of life, who, you know, came to acceptance, you know, whether it's Jesus or Allah. And that, you know, somewhere along the line, you're like, wow, you know what, this guy seems to have something going on that, you know, I want to be a part of. And it's only from when people walk in faith or acceptance or whatever you want to call with this new reality, that people will actually listen to you and actually come to you because you're not the crazy guy going, oh my God, you know, 9/11 or the Federal Reserve or, you know, everything's going to end. You're going at it saying, yeah, that stuff's all true, but, here's what I needed to get through, to get to where I am. And here is how we can get there. And that's what this whole Greatest Truth Never Told series is about, is to lay out all this stuff. So it's just, it's because you and I know, I mean, it's just, you cannot argue these stuff. I mean, you know, the dollar collapse is a mathematically inevitable event. It can and must will happen. And it runs every aspect of our life. So there's a dramatic change coming one way or the other. When it is, I don't know. I just know that it's coming.
And then we'll go back to the fourth phase, which is economic depression.
Yep. Or war, or, you know, riots or civil war. I mean, there's a paradigm shift that's coming that's going to be on par with World War II, on par with the Civil War, on par with the Revolutionary War. Massive change. And this is going to be the first time that all of humanity is going to go through it together. That's kind of the scary thing. Each one of those major paradigm changes always happened in, one nation. It was, because communications weren't as, advanced, because our economies weren't so linked, but because the dollar is the de facto world currency, I don't care where you are, you're going to be affected by our dollar collapsing, because all fiat currencies are intrinsically the same thing. They're garbage.
I completely agree. And the thing is, what do you do with garbage? You throw it out. Okay? to heck with this recycling nonsense. Because I just think basically they've made it up and there's all this debt. But it's imaginary, okay? It doesn't exist. It's not real money. There's no gold. There's no silver. There's no platinum. There's no nothing that's worth anything.
Nothing beyond,
okay?
Yeah.
It's just a made-up problem. Okay, ergo, we can just come up with a fanciful solution and it would actually probably work, They pretend this money exists. Why don't we pretend that this money doesn't exist? Depression and economic crisis over.
Yeah. Well, and that's the thing that I believe is going to happen. Everybody, in the conspiracy world's like, they're moving towards a one-world currency. Of course, that's what their desire is. They look at the special drawing rights of the World Bank and the IMF and the SDRs. That's what they want. But my theory, all my studies, is that they're not going to be able to get away with it. And the idea is that the same guys that created this mess, I don't believe, are going to be able to get away with this, and that they're going to be running for their lives when this all goes down and not have the opportunity of pushing
forward. Well, we're coming to break, unfortunately. We'll have to continue this afterwards. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to The Vinny Eastwood Show. Join us in the chat room at thevinnyeastwoodshow.com. Back in a moment.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Do you realize every day we are being put under constant stress from wireless radiation? What's worse is that you don't even know that it's happening. It puts as much stress on our body as if we had a constant viral infection, draining our energy and sapping our strength, or just making us irritable and fatigued. These wireless fields are being emitted from computers, microwaves, mobile phones, power lines, and any electrical appliance. Now there is a solution. A group of research engineers in New Zealand have come up with an active shielding device that shields you from wireless radiation at a cellular level. BlueShield comes in 3 models, a household, portable, and USB that plugs into any computer. The great thing about BlueShield is it is very affordable and guaranteed to last. A one-off purchase will see you being protected for years to come. Visit AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the BlueShield banner. BlueShield, brought to you by TheVinnyEastwoodShow.com.
It's a big club, and you ain't in it. You and I are not in the big club. And by the way, it's the same big club they used to beat you over the head with all day long when they tell you what to believe. All day long, beating you over the head in their media, telling you what to believe, what to think, and what to buy. The table is tilted, folks. The game is rigged, and nobody seems to notice. Nobody seems to care. Good, honest, hard-working people, white collar, blue collar, doesn't matter what color shirt you have on. Good, honest, hard-working people continue. These are people of modest means. Continue to elect these rich. They don't give a about you. They don't give a about you. They don't care about you at all. At all. At all. Yeah. you know? And nobody seems to notice. Nobody seems to care. That's what the owners count on, the fact that Americans will probably remain willfully ignorant, because the owners of this country know the truth. It's called the American dream, because you have to be asleep to believe it.
SwissAmerica.com reports gold prices rose above $1,650 an ounce on bargain hunting and a weaker dollar. Gold last traded at $1,652 an ounce. Silver, $30.10. In an ominous sign for American economic growth prospects, workers are paring back on their contributions to college funds, and borrowing from retirement accounts jumped 20% last year, according to Reuters. A recent spike in credit card usage could mean people are taking out new debt just to meet the costs of their day-to-day living. Financial Times of London reports that as the West sinks, Eastern economies soar. They say in 2012, the U.S. and Europe are likely to be flirting with recession, but China should continue to clip along nicely at about 7% growth. This is not a crisis of capitalism. Capitalism works whenever people believe in it and actually use it. This is a crisis of government. What we're seeing is the result of Western governments forsaking their capitalist roots in favor of social democracy. Read more about it at SwissAmerica.com.
Welcome to the world's meeting place. American.
It's practically narcotic.
Freedom.
Oh, yes. I like very much.
Radio.
You're an American institution.
American Freedom Radio.
Turn on, tune in, and drop out with me, John Zaskoda, on Stranger Advice, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. on American Freedom Radio. Radio.
Yeah, yeah, and no one like me, yeah, yeah, yeah. Congratulations, you made it. Welcome to the Crusader. It's been a long time coming, yo.
Yeah.
But I'm here now. So what you wanna do?
Huh?
How many dudes you really know? Flow like this,
like this,
like this. Let's do it.
How many dudes you know vote like this? How many dudes you know flow like this?
Not many, if any. Not many, if any.
How many dudes you know got the skills to go and rock a show like this? I don't know anybody.
Check, check to the mic, check. One, two,
welcome
three,
back.
Were you hyped yet? Nowadays everybody wanna talk.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the most bangster 2 hours in talk radio. Keeping it bangster down here in the fabulously fluoridated capital of Auckland, New Zealand, the island chained nation in the sunny slave Fukushima irradiated South Pacific. my very special guest, Dwayne. Dwayne, what was your last name again? I'm sorry.
It's Chris Dwayne.
Chris Dwayne. Okay.
Yep.
I got the last name, but didn't get the first
one. That's
all right. All right. Chris Dwayne is my guest, ladies and gentlemen. And he's from thegreatesttruthnevertold.com. And I highly recommend going and watching his videos, because it's like, it's not entirely dissimilar from the very concept of The Arrivals. Have you? I presume you've seen The Arrivals.
No, I haven't.
No? Very, very good. Similar concept. They kind of use the same music over and over again, though. It's basically like, if you didn't know nothing, but you were questioning, and you only wanted to know a little bit about everything, so just enough that you need to know from a decent, credible source, not entirely dissimilar from what Chris Dwayne does. So I highly recommend that. Because, as I mentioned before, there's a lot of eclectic, different conspiracies. This is things from whatever Occupy is about to ancient civilizations and things that are just kind of ranging from really cool to really weird and wacky and some very, very scary.
Yeah, like the psychopaths.
Yeah. And I was thinking about denial, and denial's like a Nile crocodile. It's denial crocodile, you see, because it snaps you just like that, and it drags you down, and death rolls you, and it's very difficult to survive it. However, I choose to get, instead of depressed, get angry, because there's a heck of a lot more motivation to be had from anger than there is from depression. That's basically all that depression is anger minus the motivation. And I think that's why a lot of Patriots actually get active, because not only are they sad and upset about what's going on, but they get angry enough to do something about it.
Yeah, there's, anger is where I put all my energy into. So instead of, you know, going out in the street and doing what essentially is nothing, I took all my energy and moved towards finding the truth. So, I fueled this intense amount of research. Like I said, 240 books in a year and a half, where most people don't read a book after high school. I just kept buying more and more and reading more and more, and I was burning through big books. Only to find that most of these books tend to only focus on one aspect of the big picture. And quite honestly, I mean, you'd read a 350-page book and maybe get three, four lines out of it that were like, you know, aha moments. Everything else is just kind of regurgitating stuff that you knew. So when I put this together, I tried to take all of those mental fireworks, you know, those aha moments, and put them into one series. So yeah, this series is going to be very long, but trust me, it's saving you years worth of, you know, struggle going through and trying to figure all this out yourself. This has been a very good program to do. One thing about anger, I found one really good quote that I think really puts it into perspective. Anger is a cowardly extension of just being hurt. And I think if we get past the depression, get past the anger, get past the, you know, all the stuff, the very underlying fact that the real emotion that we're feeling is that we're hurt. That's what it comes down to. If we weren't hurt, if we didn't waste, you know, our time, if we didn't, you know, spend so much effort chasing after something that was illusionary, we wouldn't be angry or depressed or stuff. And that until you start to see that it's hurt that you feel, that's when you start moving ahead and start solving it. Because to me, when you have anger and lash out childlike, it really never results in anything. So unless you can move your energy, you know, whether it's the anger, depression, or whatever, into something that's positive, you're not moving forward. And that's what the whole, that five stages of awakening is, to move forward to the acceptance stage.
I think it's about constructiveness and creativity. Like anger and depression in themselves, they're not inherently constructive or creative. Yet, once people realize that they're angry or realize that they're depressed and they realize that the only way to solve them is through being constructive and creative. It's pretty self-evident, you know. I was angry, I was depressed, I started doing a radio show, and magically the depression and the anger kind of disappears because, I get to actually actively play a role in preventing my own further enslavement and death, okay? That's something to be proud of. That's something to be happy about, and we should all be so lucky.
Yeah, and that's the wonderful thing, I think, about the acceptance stage, is that once you've gone through this hard thing, you then can start providing help to others so that they can speed them along and get them. And I think that this is a wonderfully powerful thing that I think will spread, because we have to realize we're at this unique period in history where, yeah, we are going to have the single largest event in human history with the dollar collapse. You know, I try to get people to wrap their head around it. No other event in human history will compare to what we're going to go through with the collapse of the dollar. I mean, seriously, we're going to have billions of people all affected all over the world dramatically, because the very basis of our society, our country, our world, the dollar, the de facto world currency, is going to fail. So no other event in human history is going to be able to do that. Yet the wonderful thing I think about it is, this is also going to be the first time that humanity has the knowledge and the ability to communicate this knowledge to everyone instantly, overnight. When people get out of denial, and people come out of denial when they can no longer be withheld from the consequences of the actions of being in denial. There's a Hermann Göring quote that basically says that all good propaganda only works so long as the society is kept from the consequences of the military, economic, or historical actions that the players are playing. Once the truth is known.
That dovetails That dovetails with an Ayn Rand quote, which is, you can ignore reality, but you can't ignore the consequences of ignoring
another
reality.
Another favorite quote of mine. Yeah, finish that. I'm sorry, I talked over you.
Oh, it's, you can ignore reality, but you can't ignore the consequences of ignoring reality.
That's right. It's one of my favorite quotes. And that's the wonderful thing. So if we look at where we are today, there's a very few amount of people that are, who are aware of this. They're on different levels of this five stages of awakening, whether in their anger, bargaining, depression, or the acceptance stage. But it's this very teeny.
Can I ask you something? Mm-hmm. What do you make of the people who sort of stand up on a sort of pedestal and look down on everybody? You're like, you're an idiot. You don't know anything because I've gone through the stages.
Yeah, they're in, well, depends. I mean, if they're just people who are in depression and that they're hurt, that's one thing. There are other guys out there who talk down to you, and we can talk about cerebral narcissists. Who are a version of psychopaths, and they're no better than the guys that you're fighting against. People who are arrogant. Al Gore seems to be the epitome of that kind of know-it-all, talk down to you, intellectually superior, don't debate with me type kind of person. And there are those in this movement. But one of my favorite lines, and this is a line I made up because it helped me through this process, because you listen to, God, hundreds of different voices, and some of them seem to counteract each other and don't quite make sense. But the line that I came up with is, listen to all, follow none, and walk your own path the best that you can. And that's what I did when I went ahead with all this stuff. And, I listened to hundreds of different people and authors and from different schools of thought and I listened to everybody, but I didn't follow anybody because I realized that, this struggle ultimately is about a collective versus an individual. And I don't need to be a part of a collective. I don't need to join a group. I don't need to, follow some dogma to a higher whatever. The reality is that I'm empowered as an individual simply by questioning my reality. So, I listened to all, I didn't follow anybody, and I'm walking my path the best that I can. And as I'm going along, I'm laying these breadcrumbs to help other people go through this thing. And I certainly don't expect you to agree with everything that I say. It's not my intention. My intention is to get you to question, and have, find your own stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's like, if somebody says it's your life. Okay, people don't actually take an ownership and responsibility for that. Just like it's your idea, you have to take ownership and responsibility for that, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. A lot of people come up with very good ideas, very good projects and things like that, but instead of even taking the first step into making that project become a reality themselves, what they do is they approach people who have already done that themselves and then say, hey, you need to help me do my project, okay? Mm-hmm. And it's like, dude, I'm already doing my own. I can't help you. You need to help yourself. Otherwise, you're never going to learn, you're never going to evolve, and you're never going to accomplish anything worthwhile.
That's right. I mean, even this project that I've done, 2 years ago, I was a car dealer. I mean, I sold cars my entire life. My access to a computer was very limited. I was almost computer illiterate a couple of years ago. And now, through the necessity and wanting to communicate this stuff, I've learned how to do everything from designing websites to video editing to, whatever. And now I'm getting pretty slick at it. And I realized that I had to learn all this stuff myself. Number one, because it's such a huge project. I mean, no one knows. I mean, each one of these 5-minute videos takes me a day and a half to do. And I have 45 of them, and I've, I run websites, and I have a membership for, advanced learning and stuff like that. So it's a lot of work. But unless you go out and start doing something, unless you go out and be the change that you want to see in the world today, nothing's going to happen. And, until people, get up and start doing something, and it could just be as simple as emptying your bank account, take your money out of the banks, and buying gold and silver and doing that. It could be, more dramatic things like what I did. I mean, I left my business. I left, my family owned 7 car dealerships in New Jersey. And when I became, awakened to this reality, and I realized that, this didn't resonate with me anymore. And that, you know, I was surrounded in an environment that, you know, wasn't something I wanted to raise my children in. I left. I walked away from everything. It wasn't easy. It was actually very hard, but it was the best thing that I could have ever done for me or my family.
And, it's a rebuilding process. It's almost like you do a controlled demolition, pardon the 9/11 pun, on your own existence. You know, it's like, here's everything that I've built up. I've got all these steel cables and columns and everything all up, and then all of a sudden, it's gone. You remember how you felt when you saw those towers come down, and you went, and it was just this absolute shock. That's what happens when you learn about the truth in the world. That's exactly what happens. It really is a shock and awe campaign that you suffer with.
And the reality is, unless you do it yourself, somebody's going to do it for you. Because when this dollar collapse happens, your entire world's going to change. I mean, you're going to have that demolition. Your job is probably not going to be there. You're probably going to be more concerned about buying food than you are the next car or the next Apple iPad or whatever they have coming. And that unless you get ahead of this and start taking, you know, action now while, you know, the music's still playing. I use the musical chairs analogy that, you know, the music, which is the political propaganda that we all listen to every day, and the booze, which is the money that flows through our system, is still flowing. There is time for you to take massive dramatic action in your life now to, you know, do the controlled demolition, to break down, you know, who you are, what you are, what your value is. You know, what you're planning on doing, and do it on your own time period, on your own timetable, while there are resources available to you. Because after this happens, there will be a grand reset, and where you are the day after is most likely where you'll be for the rest of your life, and possibly your children's life. And I, you know,
and it comes down to people actually making a choice. Do I want to change my life, or do I want my life to be changed for me?
Mm-hmm. Yep. I mean, and that's the sad fact of what is, you know, what's coming. And you know, I dare anybody to challenge me. I mean, this is a mathematically inevitable event that the dollar will collapse and all other currencies will, because they're all tied to it. And the understanding for that is that our money is debt, and every year more debt has to be created in excess of the debt and interest accrued the year before, or we suffer the mother of all margin calls.
All the currencies are tied to the US dollar like a pretty girl to a giant wood pole on Skull Island, as is waiting for giant King Kong to come and grab you and then sacrifice you. You know, that's basically it, ladies and gentlemen. And you're going to go down with the ship.
Make very good analogies. And what will happen is if money isn't created in excess of the debt and interest accrued the year before.
Hold on. We're coming to break.
Sure.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. Tuberculite removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Tuberculite is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Tuberculite LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserves the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
But there's a reason. There's a reason. There's a reason for this. There's a reason education sucks, and it's the same reason that it will never, ever, ever be fixed. It's never going to get any better. Don't look for it. Be happy with what you got. Because the owners of this country don't want that. I'm talking about the real owners now. The real owners, the big wealthy business interests that control things and make all the important decisions. Forget the politicians. The politicians are put there to give you the idea that you have freedom of choice. You don't. You have no choice. You have owners. They own you. They own everything. They own all the important land. They own and control the corporations. They've long since bought and paid for the Senate, the Congress, the state houses, the city halls. They got the judges in their back pockets. And they own all the big media companies, so they control just about all of the news and information you get to hear. They spend billions of dollars every year lobbying to get what they want.
Years of economic earthquakes have shaken our confidence in stocks, real estate, currencies, even nations. Gold has become a safe haven, a universally respected investment that preserves and grows wealth in today's debt-addicted world. According to Swiss America, the key to surviving economic earthquakes is maintaining and growing your standard of living. Rising government spending and taxes almost ensure higher gold prices for years to come. The good news? You can protect your family and future, even if the euro crashes and a tidal wave of inflation devalues our dollar. Your first step to safety is to read Swiss America's latest white paper, Remaking Money. It's free when you call today, 800-289-2646, 800-BUYCOIN, or go to SwissAmerica.com, or download the new Swiss America app at iTunes. That's 800-289-2646, 800-289-2646, 800-BUYCOIN. Call Swiss America, the gold standard.
Online, all the time, your gateway to the world.
AFR.
American Freedom Radio.
Give it to them.
Your daily dose of conspiracy and comedy is the Vinny Eastwood Show. In a world so full of madness and chaos, don't lose your sense of humor or you'll go friggin' nuts. Weekdays 5 to 7 Central on American Freedom Radio.
On the Vinny Eastwood Show, in the Schwarzenegger sense of the word.
Sitting back here, drinking some cola exit, delivered via hazmat truck, in the fabulously fluoridated capital of Auckland. A very special guest, Chris Dwayne, talking about, well, virtually everything. And repetition is one of the most effective forms of brainwashing known. So what we've done on the show right now, we're repeating to people about the dollar collapse again and again and again, because just face facts here. How did you get your last meal? Did you use dollars or did you grow it yourself? Most people listening to this would have used dollars. Some would have possibly grown a little bit of it themselves and then topped it up with a bit of dollars. But other than that, most people are using those dollars. aren't they?
That's right.
How'd you fill your gas? How do you fill your car up with gas? You used dollars, didn't you? How did you manage to get your kids to school? How did you buy their school uniform? You used dollars, didn't you? Imagine if all of that stuff just suddenly disappeared and it wasn't there no more. How dramatic a difference would it make? It'd be more dramatic than the Shawshank Redemption and the incidentally, everybody who goes to prison in the Shawshank Redemption is obviously innocent, as will be the same reality for all of us that wind up in a FEMA camp.
Yeah, that's right.
I love the idea of FEMA camp, you know, playing volleyball with everybody else who's enslaved. It'd be great.
At least we'll get, some food and more 500 cable stations.
Yeah. Hey, popcorn, cable TV, and volleyball, and double fencing. You can't ask for a more fabulous existence than that.
And all the razor wire that you could want.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, if there's one thing I just can't get enough of, it's razor wire. You know, it's a good substitute. It's a good substitute for dental floss.
Yeah.
A little bit more blood involved, though. This is the thing, ladies and gentlemen. You really do have to have a laugh about these sort of things, otherwise they do drive you crazy. I mean, it really is that simple, and that's what depression and all of this phases of it are. They're basically just varying degrees of madness that you're trying to get yourself out of. Now, madness, I think, is conditional, okay? For example, if you're drinking lots of Coca-Cola, eating nothing but McDonald's, and then you start acting crazy, okay, that's the reason why. It's mm-hmm. not because you've got a chemical imbalance. It's because you're poisoning yourself with chemicals that are balanced just the right way to make you nuts.
Yep. And hungry.
Yeah. And thirsty. That's why they put sodium into Coca-Cola, and that's why they also have to put so much sugar in it to disguise the taste of the salt, okay? Mm-hmm. But at the same time as you're drinking this incredibly sweet, sweet stuff, it's just making you thirstier, so you want more and more and more of it. And mm-hmm. I've noticed I've basically stopped drinking Coca-Cola now because it's just basically disgusting. You know, I have this it's like an aftertaste. It's kind of like you remember when people were elected Barack Obama kind of thing, and it left this bad aftertaste in your mouth once you realized that you were swindled. That's kind of what Coca-Cola tastes like to me, like a boiled down black liquid that is just
That's
gross.
Funny because somebody sent me a T-shirt today that it was a picture of a porta potty that was opened, and it says, "Excuse me, I'll be right back. I have to go take an Obama."
Hey, so
that gave me my laugh out loud for the day.
Yeah, yeah. And ladies and gentlemen, we'll be taking calls in the next hour. So if you'd like to call in, the number is 218-339-8525. That's 218-339-8525. Between me and Chris, we can probably answer pretty much any question you got there. I'm obviously completely shameless, so there's no topic I won't breach, but yeah. And speaking of important topics that people need to be breached, the dollar collapse is the number one, okay, in your mind, isn't it?
Yeah, only because it's a mathematical inevitability. And to really drive that point home, this year, in fact, in the next 4 months, $8 trillion of sovereign debt needs to be rolled over in this next year. Can anybody tell me who in the world is going to buy $2.8 trillion worth of U.S. debt, $3 trillion worth of Japan's debt, and another $2 trillion of the rest of the world's debt at 0% or 0.5% interest? Who's going to do that on such a massive scale? And the quick answer is nobody is, because the central banks of the world are going to monetize that. Since this debt probably has no real buyers, and that the Federal Reserve is already buying 80% of all the United States debt, this means that 8 trillion dollars, literally one half of the United States' entire economy, is going to be printed out of thin air to fund the sovereign debt. And the scary thing is, this does not include state, county, corporate, personal debt in the world. So all that new money is going to be, you know, also needed to go through all those other markets. And we're at a point now where we can't really kick the can down the road anymore, because if this debt doesn't get rolled over, we have, again, the mother of all margin calls, where everybody goes scrambling for cash to pay their loans. And in this highly leveraged shadow banking industry world, there is not enough money in the world to do that. And the only way that this is going to resolve itself is that the central banks and the ECB and the Bank of Japan and all these other central banks are going to print and monetize this debt. Well, what do you think is going to happen to all the people who are all that money? You know, it's not going to stay in la-la land. At some point, this is going to leak into the real economy. And, you know, that's just one aspect of it. You know, another huge aspect that's coming is the, you know, this coming war with Iran. I mean, that seems to be a topic du jour. We have Israel with the Zionists there banging the war drums over and over again for us to bomb Iran. And, you know, the real reason why we went into Iraq isn't because Saddam had nuclear, or, you know, weapons of mass destruction. It's because he was selling oil for euros. The real reason why we went into Libya was not because, you know, Gaddafi did anything bad last year that he didn't do in power for the last 40 years. It's because Gaddafi was pushing for the gold dinar for the Middle East and North Africa for them to sell oil for gold. That's a big no-no. Because the petrodollar standard, you know, when we say the dollar really has no backing, that's not entirely true. It's backed by the implicit, you know, petrodollar, meaning that all the oil that's sold in the world is sold only for dollars and through Anglo-American banking empires, you know, primarily in London with Brent Oil and West Texas Intermediate Crude in New York, and that they cannot. When I say they, the Anglo-American powers cannot have, you know, any nation selling oil for anything other than the dollar. Well, what did Iran do? Iran opened the Isle of Kish, which their oil bourse in 2008, just before the end of the end of Bush's term.
I can't understand the stupidity of the Iranians or the Iraqis or the Libyans, because it would be pretty obvious to anybody who's not freaking stupid that as soon as you stop trading oil for dollars, the United States invades you or one of their crony capitalist. There's no such thing anymore. it's all cronyism now. And what I'm thinking is that you know how they always beat the war drums and they make it kind of fashionable? I think the Beach Boys are going to do a comeback tour, and it's going to be bomb, 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 Iran. Bomb, 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 oh, bomb, Iran. Let's bomb,
McCain
Iran.
Actually sang that. I don't know if you remember, but McCain actually sang that in his bid for the last presidential election. He sang "Bomb Bomb Iran." And the crazy thing is, I don't quite understand why you know, these nations, you know, Saddam, Gaddafi, and Iran find it necessary to do that. All they need to do is sell the oil for dollars, and then they can just go buy their own gold and silver and you know, convert their money that way. Why push the United States into a corner? By doing it overtly,
the other thing is, who gives those orders? Like we talked about the leaders doing it, but we both know that most leaders of countries, regardless, are simply puppets of whatever elite is operating there.
He's a figurehead.
Well, they all are. So who's the one pulling the strings behind that? I mean, are the globalists actually still in control of these countries, control of their policy, that kind of thing, and then set them up to fail, as it were? You know, that's what I'm starting to suspect
Look at Tony Blair's relationship with Gaddafi.
Yeah. I mean, they were homeboys, you know. Oh. They loved each other. And on top of that, the Lockerbie bombing, it turns out that the people who confessed to the Lockerbie bombing and said, yes, it was Libya and all of that, turns out that they were actually paid like £1 million or something like that from the British government to admit it, you know. And it turned out later to be BS, okay? So, ladies and gentlemen, if you see a terrorist attack anywhere, the first thing you should come to mind is not Arab extremists. The first thing you should come to mind is, my government's trying to convince me of something this time, and they're willing to kill my own people to do it. I wonder what the agenda is this time, because they've always got one. Always. And if you'd like to call in with any questions, the number is 218-339-8525. 218-339-8525. Back in a moment.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Do you realize every day we are being put under constant stress from wireless radiation? What's worse is that you don't even know that it's happening. It puts as much stress on our body as if we had a constant viral infection, draining our energy and sapping our strength, or just making us irritable and fatigued. These wireless fields are being emitted from computers, microwaves, mobile phones, power lines, and any electrical appliance. Now there is a solution. A group of research engineers in New Zealand have come up with an active shielding device that shields you from wireless radiation at a cellular level. BlueShield comes in three models, a household, portable, and USB that plugs into any computer. The great thing about BlueShield is it is very affordable and guaranteed to last. A one-off purchase will see you being protected for years to come. Visit AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the BlueShield banner. BlueShield, brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com.
Just look at us. Everything is backwards. Everything is upside down. Doctors destroy health. Lawyers destroy justice. Universities destroy knowledge. Governments destroy freedom. The major media destroys information. And religions destroy spirituality. I think there's more to know here.
What do we hear about in this country is our differences. That's all the media and the politicians are ever talking about, the things that separate us, things that make us different from one another. That's the way the ruling class operates in any society. They try to divide the rest of the people. They keep the lower and the middle classes fighting with each other so that they, the rich, can run off with all the money. Fairly simple thing happens to work. If you know anything different, that's what they're going to talk about. Race, religion, ethnic and national background, jobs, income, education, social status, sexuality, anything they can do, keep us fighting with each other so that they can keep going to the bank.
SwissAmerica.com reports gold prices rose above $1,650 an ounce on bargain hunting and a weaker dollar. Gold last traded at $1,652 an ounce. Silver, $30.10. In an ominous sign for American economic growth prospects, workers are paring back on their contributions to college funds, and borrowing from retirement accounts jumped 20% last year. According to Reuters, a recent spike in credit card usage could mean people are taking out new debt just to meet the costs of their day-to-day living. Financial Times of London reports that as the West sinks, Eastern economies soar. They say in 2012, the U.S. and Europe are likely to be flirting with recession, but China should continue to clip along nicely at about 7% growth. This is not a crisis of capitalism. Capitalism works whenever people believe in it and actually use it. This is a crisis of government. What we're seeing is the result of Western governments forsaking their capitalist roots in favor of social democracy. Read more about it at SwissAmerica.com.
No rules. No rules. No taboo topics. No taboo topics. No fear of doom. No fear of doom. We are American Freedom Radio. American Freedom Radio.
Welcome back. It is now hour number two of the fastest 2 hours in talk radio, the Vinnie Eastwood Show. Live from the island paradise fortress of New Zealand with our criminal, prime, sinister and bankster, John Key, who incidentally used to work for the Federal Reserve. And, of course, as soon as he becomes the Prime Minister, he starts passing draconian legislation and trying to privatize all of our resources.
Is he another technocrat?
Yeah. Yeah. See, this is the problem. People think that technocrat is a DJ. It's not a DJ, okay? although he will give you a wee bit of a scratch if you don't rise up against him, you know, and reach for not the lasers but your guns to shoot the bastard. This is the problem. We had a questioner in the chat room about how much is gold and silver actually going to be worth once the dollar collapses, and wouldn't it be better just to buy guns and ammo? Because that way you can just steal other people's gold and silver off them with the barrel of a gun.
Yeah, and I try to tell people, so once we understand that there is going to be a dollar collapse, I try to tell people that the dollar collapse is going to affect everybody. We get that, whether you're a rice farmer in Vietnam or a Wall Street executive in Washington or on Wall Street, their lives are going to be dramatically affected by this. But it's not going to be equal pain throughout the world. And as a general rule, I like to think that people who are in urban areas, regardless of where you are going to be much more dependent upon a dollar paradigm or, you know, whatever currency that it is, because cities in general don't produce their own food. There's an intense amount of people in the area. And, you know, what happens when there's a lot of people in a tight area with few resources, they become desperate, and there's going to be a lot of violence that happens in urban areas. Some areas are going to be worse than others. I wrote an article, Top 5 Places Not to Be When the Dollar Collapses, and I basically went under the general theory that the places that benefited the most from the dollar are going to be the worst places after the dollar collapses. So, you know, there are places, you know, New York City, Israel, Southern California, London, Washington, D.C., those kind of areas come to mind. But the reality is, you know, any urban area where they're surrounded by other desperate people who are completely ill-prepared, who are going to be going through the anger stage, are going to do, you know, grab their guns. And it's not going to be pretty. And I try to tell people, you know, think, you know, once you come to this understanding that this is going to happen, where are you? Who are you surrounded with? You know, what kind of resources do you have? And, you know, my first and foremost thing is, you know, I moved from the wealthiest, I don't know, city in New Jersey out to the cornfields of Ohio when I came to that reality in 2008, because I physically wanted to move my family away from an area that I felt was going to be, go through a lot of hardship. And I'd much rather be in an area that has food and water around it, and a lot of people who look like me who own guns, who tend to have the same kind of, you know, values as I have, than being in a multicultural area that's densely packed with not a lot of food and people who are aggressive by nature. I mean, in order to live in New York City, you have to be a pretty aggressive person.
I'm walking here!
Yeah. Wait until the power goes out, you know. What a mess. But my general theory is that, yeah, if you're in an urban area, you're at risk, and you should be taking action now to either befriend people who do live out more towards the boonies or just move yourself out now, because the reality is coming, and whether you go willingly or not is up to you. After that kind of collapse scenario happens, I do believe some cities will establish order. So I laid out the idea that, you know, Southern California with Los Angeles and Miami may just turn into war zones like Haiti, you know, may never come back. But, you know, other metropolitan areas like Boston, New York, and Chicago, I can definitely see coming back in a fascist police state form of government where, you know, the Rahm Emanuels, who's the mayor of Chicago, former White House chief of staff ballerina. I don't think most people realize that he was a ballerina.
Well, that would explain his ability to dance around the issues.
Yeah, and also his close relationship with Obama. And
Obama
Mike
likes him flexible, apparently. That's why he's got flexible morals, too.
Mike Bloomberg in New York and all these other kind of cities where, you know, after a dollar collapse happens, you will definitely see a hard and heavy fascist hand come down and establish some sort of security, and everything will be tracked. You'll have government cards. You'll see 1984 in New York City and Chicago and areas like that, where other cities will just be a mess and probably never come back. But for America, at least, it's a big country. And, you know, I don't believe that outside or middle America is going to have the same kind of horror that the East Coast or West Coast or these urban areas are going to have, simply because if you look at Hurricane Katrina, when the natural disaster hit there, it was met with a lot of really nasty stuff. And that was just a couple days without food and water. I mean, we have to understand when the dollar collapses, there's no cavalry coming. There's nobody helping. This is a permanent change. You know, if power gets shut down, it could be for a lot longer than that, and that there's going to be problems everywhere else, and no one's going to come to your rescue. But when a natural disaster hits middle America with these tornadoes or floods or whatever, you don't see riots and raping and shooting. No, you see neighbor helping neighbor, and I think that's what we're going to see. You know, you're going to see two kinds of America or two types of world coming out of this, where you're going to have the aggressive urban people at each other's throats in very desperate times, and then, you know, everybody else, you know. So it's like
when you move out to a rural area, you kind of think to yourself, okay, I'm safe, I'm good, I'm away from the cities. Now, that might be a good thing to protect you from, say, other people. However, mm-hmm. if the authorities decide that your farm, your ranch, or something of that nature is harboring people who aren't going to willingly be slaves or something, there could be another Waco going on down here. The question is, are you capable of taking out a SWAT team by yourself? And the answer for most people would be no. I can't take out a SWAT team. So there's no real escape kind of thing. And it seems to be more or less a matter of luck about whether or not that happens to you.
Yeah, I can give two different perspectives. First, I was in the Marine Corps for 7 years. So one of my specialties was training Marines for military operations. Military operations in urban terrain, which is called MOUNT. And you'll be quite amazed how one man with a rifle inside of a house can do a lot of damage because, you know, if you know that they're coming, and that's the key, it's very simple to, you know, just cover the choke points and blast them as they come in. But I don't think that that's necessarily going to be the scenario that we're going to face. You have to understand, with the dollar collapse, everybody's affected all at once. And most cops don't live in the cities that they you know work in or you know that they're not going to stay and risk their lives to try to establish some order when their pension just got stolen, when their paycheck doesn't bounce, when there's no food or fuel inside the station for them to do, or that they're just as pissed off as the rioters. And that's a very important fact, that the structure of government will not be in the shape that it's in today, simply because people will no longer be able to buy into the lie that they should be devoting their life to supporting a paradigm that doesn't exist. Most people do not understand propaganda is really not meant for the citizens to listen to. Most propaganda is designed for the government people to believe in what they're doing. Because unless the government agencies, the people who run the government, really believe in what they're doing, government doesn't function. And when this lie of our dollar, of the way of our life comes to existence, and the reality of the consequences of the reality, come to our face, people just aren't going to go to work. And I would simply point to the collapse of Russia. Here we had the Russians, the communists, you know, with their gulags and heavy-handedness and revolutions and stuff. When Russia collapsed in the early 90s, you know, you had soldiers abandoned in Chechnya that weren't paid. And when they did get paid, the 6 months worth of pay couldn't even buy dog food. Local commissars, used to be at the top of the food chain, were forced to become taxi drivers and beg for food. When Russia collapsed, the government didn't exist. I can tell you what did exist: decentralized power. The oligarchs rose to power. The mayor of Moscow was much more powerful than the president of Russia. And that's what you're going to see: massive decentralization of power throughout the world. And you'll have local communities. I already mentioned that city states like Chicago and New York will rise to be more powerful than the federal governments in that area, and that they'll have more pull simply because they will have the reins of power there. But then even in your own local neighborhoods, if you live in a town, who's gonna be the SWAT team when you guys are all on the same boat? I know a lot of cops in my backyard. They're going to be coming to me saying, "Dude, you were right." I what do we do now? And the last thing I would tell them to do is go serve some warrant on somebody's mortgage not getting paid. The game over.
Yeah. The thing is, it's not a game, is it? And this is the problem we've got in the United States particularly, is that people are just so out of touch with reality, very well entertained, mind you, but in terms of actually knowing how to survive, like let's say all of a sudden you're cut off from your food, your water, and blah, 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 blah. How do you survive? And 99% of people would just be like, "I'd be dead." Again, that comes up to that desperation type thing. What would somebody do at the most desperate moment? And in a collapse, the most dangerous thing is a man with hungry kids. Okay, because there's nothing he won't do to feed his kids, will he? And people have to be prepared for that type of thing. And it sounds really harsh, and that's because it is. Don't underestimate the power of an incredibly harsh reality to motivate people to do horrible, terrible things, because the world itself is merely we live in an illusionary society where we think that the world's not a terrible, horrible place. And it's only just being staved off by the fact that we have this, manufactured illusion of civility that currently exists. Once that goes away, all of those illusions that we previously held on to simply disappear, and they'll disappear in a matter of minutes as people start to realize what the new reality is. And again, I've said this on the radio many times, and I'm sure I'll say it many more in the future, but the most important thing for your survival in a post-collapse society is this thing right here between your ears, your brain. Okay, do you know how to survive? If you know how to survive, it doesn't matter how many resources you've got to do it with.
Yeah, I try to tell people, they're like, "How do I prepare?" And, they want me to go say, go buy some guns, go buy gold or whatever. And I can tell you, being in the Marine Corps, the most important tool that you have is your mind. I can't tell you how many plans that we created, with the best intentions, with the best intelligence. And as soon as that first bullet's fired, the whole plan is out the window. And if not for your training as a Marine to improvise, adapt, and overcome, we would not be such a powerful fighting force. Most militaries are a hierarchical structure where you have to wait for orders from above in order to go to the bathroom. The Marine Corps gives their Marines a great deal amount of autonomy. And have a decentralized power structure, so if the captain's whacked, your staff sergeant's in charge. He gets whacked, your sergeant's in charge, and it goes down the line with such rapidity that, you go to the lowest corporal or private there that they'll be able to carry on the fight. So what I try to tell people is that, and the whole theme for my Don't Tread on Me site is, when you're aware, you can prepare. And that's the key, that if you have the ability of understanding what you're facing, what you can do about it, you can move forward a lot more quickly and take advantage of situations while the rest of the world is going, what the heck happened? My advanced program that I have, and you know, it's a small group, the Silver Shield Report, is really designed for people to say, okay, what are we doing the day after? And I laid out a plan called the Ultimate Exit Strategy, and it's on my blog, and also on YouTube too. Just Google Ultimate Exit Strategy. It basically laid out a plan on what steps we can be taking to make positive action the day after this happens. And it's unlike anything else out there, and I put a lot of time and thought into it. But it's been met with very good reception, and we have a very good conversation moving forward, talking about the issues that we are going to be facing in a positive manner, and with our eyes wide open.
Mm-hmm. Hey, and about the collapse and all of that, I mean, I've interviewed Lindsay Williams, and he says that the collapse is on for 2012, and what the governments are going to do before they collapse the global economy is that they're going to get everybody into as much debt as conceivably possible. And then you have a look at how much is the Fed charging on interest rates now? Virtually nothing.
Yeah,
they're practically encouraging everybody to get in such monstrous amounts of debt that it's worth more than all the assets of every country in the entire world combined, so that when they collapse the economy, they can call that in en masse, kind of like the first Great Depression did. Now, we have a caller here, Joe, coming at us live. Joe, welcome to the program.
Hey, guys. How's it going? This is Joe in Los Angeles.
Hey, Joe, how's it going, man?
Good. Hey, man, I listen to you every day at work, and I really enjoy your show, and I appreciate your levity when it comes to these serious topics. I find this conversation you guys are having very interesting because, of course, I've been away for about 17 years, and I found myself going through these the same process to the point where, you know, certain friends, when I talk about this stuff, and, you know, party situations or what have you, it's almost become like a joke, you know, they'll walk away. It's like, oh, no, here he goes again. But the good news is one of my friends I've been talking to for about 15 years, trying to break his paradigm, has finally woken up. And it took the NDAA to wake him up to the point where him and his wife are now, you know, buying guns and preparing themselves for the situation.
Well, Joe, I'll actually want to hear more from you, so if you don't mind holding over the break, we'll come back to you after it. Ladies and gentlemen, my very special guest is Chris Duane from thetruthnevertold.com, or thegreatesttruthnevertold.com, and we will be right back after the break at thevinnieeastwoodshow.com. Join us in the chat room there. Call in 218-339-8525. Back in a minute.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserves the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
It's a big club, and you ain't in it. You and I are not in the big club. And by the way, it's the same big club they use to beat you over the head with all day long when they tell you what to believe. All day long, beating you over the head in their media, telling you what to believe, what to think, and what to buy. The table is tilted, folks. The game is rigged. And nobody seems to notice. Nobody seems to care. Good, honest, hard-working people, white collar, blue collar, doesn't matter what color shirt you have on. Good, honest, hard-working people continue. These are people of modest means. Continue to elect these rich. They don't give a fuck about you. They don't give a fuck about you. They don't care about you at all. At all. At all. Yeah. You know? And nobody seems to notice. Nobody seems to care. That's what the owners count on. The fact that Americans will probably remain willfully ignorant. Because the owners of this country know the truth. It's called the American dream. Because you have to be asleep to believe it.
Years of economic earthquakes have shaken our confidence in stocks, real estate, currencies, even nations. Gold has become a safe haven, a universally respected investment that preserves and grows wealth in today's debt-addicted world. According to Swiss America, the key to surviving economic earthquakes is maintaining and growing your standard of living. Rising government spending and taxes almost ensure higher gold prices for years to come. The good news? You can protect your family and future, even if the euro crashes and a tidal wave of inflation devalues our dollar. Your first step to safety is to read Swiss America's latest white paper, Remaking Money. It's free when you call today, 800-289-2646, 800-BUYCOIN, or go to SwissAmerica.com, or download the new Swiss America app at iTunes. That's 800-289-2646, 800-289-2646, 800-BUYCOIN. Call Swiss America, the gold standard.
Warning. Warning. American Freedom Radio has habit forming. Use the truth carefully.
Your life as it has been is over.
Radio Free Humanity on AFR. Listen to the Paradigm Shift. Saturday nights, 10 p.m. Central.
What is about? There's something evolving. Whatever may come, the world keeps revolving. They say the next big thing is here, that the revolution's near. But to me it seems quite clear that it's all just a little bit of history repeating.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the show that's all about propagandistic repeating yourself just like history. It's the Vinnie Eastwood Show on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. We have two callers on the line here. We'll go to Joe in LA first. Now, second caller's been on hold since the break started for about 4 minutes. We'll get to you as soon as we can. So, Joe, you've taken 15 years to wake up one very close friend, mate. It's Can I ask you something? Is that sure. How frustrating is that, that it takes that long?
It's been quite frustrating. It's been many years. He's like a brother to me, so I've come to accept that it's going to take a while for a lot of people, and I think I'm towards the end of that spectrum that your guest has been talking about, the point of acceptance. But I'll say this. Actually, he bought a house about 4 years ago, and I had warned them because, you know, I started supporting Ron Paul and learning a little bit about the economy. I warned them about not buying a house. He did, and he lost a lot of equity. And then I reminded him who was the one who told him not to buy the house. He goes, yeah, well, you did warn me. And I told him, well, it was Ron Paul who's the person who educated me on that. So this past week, this weekend, I was at a birthday party at a bar here in San Pedro. And we had a quite interesting conversation with some new people that I met who are just waking up within the last year or so. And he walks up, this friend that I was talking about, and he goes, listen to this guy, everything he says is 90% true. And so there is hope. I believe that the global elites are desperate to clamp down and finish their agenda, but there's hope because I think the awakening is happening as we speak. And like your guest says, I don't think they're going to succeed. It's thanks to people like yourself. I'm sorry?
My guest, like me, is a former salesman, and when you're in sales, the first thing that comes to mind is don't get frustrated and don't take rejection personally, and more to the point, don't waste your time on people who you definitely can't sell to right then and there because your income kind of depends on it. Like I used to do telesales, and as soon as somebody kind of gets aggressive or confrontational about that kind of thing, you realize that they're not worth your time at that particular point, and you can probably go back to them a while later, but ultimately it's about only talking to the people who actually are listening, the people who are questioning, those who are just on the edge. And you said something over the break, Chris, that everybody's got their own personal little tick. Okay, find out what that one tick is. Like my sister, for example, she wouldn't believe anything that I said except when I started talking about conspiracies related to religion. And because she's an atheist, she just bought it hook, line, and sinker, and they opened her up to all the rest of them. And now she listens to me about a lot more things. Some people it's health, some people it's food, some people simply have a different distrust of government. It's about finding out what makes people tick and approaching them based on that. So I hope that's helpful for you, Joe.
Absolutely, and let me tell you, when I first learned about this stuff, I saw a documentary with my best friend who's since passed away. It was called Barbed Wire in America, talking about, you know, concentration camps being built by the globalists here in the United States of America. Let me tell you, my blood pressure probably went down 50%, and I walked outside and I looked around my neighborhood, and I kind of was in a numb state. I looked around, I go, oh my God, nobody knows what's going on, right? And for probably 3 months, I was pretty depressed. And then a little bit after that, I started to research more into it. Then that's when the anger kicked in. And the last 15 years, I've been active in trying to wake people up. I call national radio shows and pop in a little bit of truth in there and let people digest it. And trying to do everything I can as one individual. And I've gotten to the point, you know, I'm a happy person. I could still smile every day, you know, and hang out with friends and family. But on the back of my mind, it's always there, and I always know that it's there. And I used to be embarrassed to talk about it in the beginning, but now it's not so embarrassing because I know people are, and you're right, it usually takes the financial situation to wake people up. And sometimes a pocketbook matters more to people than their own lives, it appears. But whatever it takes to wake them up, you know, I do move on. I plant the seed, and hopefully one day they'll realize that I told them something that made sense, and then they can do their research from that point on. But I really appreciate your show and what you guys are doing out there. And let me say, you got a brother over here in Los Angeles, and you got many brothers. I've woken up several coworkers, young guys, and they've joined the fight, and my hope comes now because 4 or 5 years ago when I saw the people who were gravitating toward Ron Paul, that made me so happy. And now actually I have so much hope now because I realize there are millions of people now that are waking up to the cause of liberty and justice. And so it's quite different now than 15 years ago. I mean, I felt all alone, and now not so much.
Yeah, everything is getting better and worse at the same time, as I always say. And I want to thank you very much, Joe, for your call. I really appreciate it. We have to get to our next caller now. Caller, area code 715. Just tell us your first name.
Tim.
Tim. All right, welcome, Tim. And where are you calling from?
United States, Wisconsin.
Wisconsin, all right. What's your question?
Well, I didn't really have any question, but two things I thought I wanted to say something about is when it comes to the thing of preparing, I thought, buying like brown rice and dry beans, felt able to, do that, buy stuff like that, lasts a long time. But then because of how things are money wise for me, that's where the thing it seems to me like I have a problem when it comes to getting prepared is it just seems like things are too, tight money wise for me to like afford a bug out bag and all, the different, tools that, one needs, shovels and, hammers and saws and wrenches and stuff like that. And then the other thing I was thinking about is when you're talking about all the stuff they put in the sodas, all I had to do is see this one thing from the dental clinic at the regular medical clinic here, showing people's how bad people's teeth have gotten rotted from drinking so much of that, and I thought, well, sure, I'm not drinking soda all the time, but I have been drinking it probably close enough to every night. But even just seeing that made me want to cut down more on drinking soda.
Yeah, Vinny, can I speak to that? I have a lot of people who have modest means, and that when they come to understanding this, they realize how desperate their situation is, because even when times are good, a lot of people are in desperate situations. There's a fact that was circulated that over half of Americans could not come up with $2,000 in cash for an emergency within 30 days. And the idea that, that we could have a dollar collapse and that, there's massive amount of people who are already struggling. They cannot picture a world where it's going to be worse. And, two things that I like to tell people like that is that, number one, this paradigm does not benefit those who provide real tangible value. So I look at the people who are struggling, and they are, they're people who provide real tangible value for humanity. You look at the people who are really making a lot of money right now, the Wall Street brokers, the lobbyists, the TV producers, the news reporters, the entertainers, they're making millions upon millions of dollars, and yet the reality is they provide no real tangible value to humanity, and it's because they support the paradigm the best. Well, when the paradigm ends, not only will the dollar collapse, but human values will change. No longer will people care about the latest iPad 2 or Justin Bieber's concert. They will care about the electrician, the plumber, the farmer, the nurse, the people who provide real tangible value. And those are the people who are struggling right now. So when this paradigm ends, yeah, it's going to suck, but all your debts will be wiped away. And humanity will value most likely whatever you're doing. So I don't know what job you have, but I tend to think in Wisconsin, you probably have a more real job than somebody sitting in Wall Street.
That reminds me of something my father told me, is that I don't have friends who do nothing. Every single one of my friends has a skill. They're either a builder or an electrician, or they know how to grow food, they know how to fix cars, they know how to do this, that, and the other. So resources are not just physical, tangible things that you can grab. People are often resources too. So make friends with good people who have that, who have skills and that sort of thing. And often those kind of creative and people who work with their hands, they're often some of the most useful people and mates that you'll ever have.
That's right. And the wonderful thing about this new coming paradigm is that humanity will not be charging for this. So I don't know what skills that you have, but you'll find, you just look how the Amish operate. When they want to build a farm, everybody gets together and helps. Do you think everybody's paid, $100 a day to go help on the farm? No. But they work as a community. So that's what I try to get people out of the depression of going, oh, I don't have any money to even buy preps. You can go buy a 40-pound sack of rice for, $20. And it will feed you for 6 months. You won't eat well, but you'll be alive. It does not take a lot to store up, food. We're talking about survival. But the reality is that we need to start looking at and doing things that have real tangible value, and finding friends and networking, because that's what you're, that's how humanity should live. We're tribal nation, you know, tribal nature. We all have individual talents and motivations, and it's up to us to reestablish what we're good at. And I think it's a shame that this paradigm incentivizes people to pursue things that do not resonate with who they are or benefit the individual. We're constantly told to sacrifice and do things that are work against us. You know, Vinny and I were both salespeople, but I can tell you that that's probably not what we would want to be doing if given the choice. In fact, I think now what we're doing is more resonating with, you know, who we actually are. But I'm sure, I mean, for me, most of my life was spent selling cars, and because that served the paradigm the best, and that's what it was most richly rewarded. But when this paradigm ends, you know, salespeople are going to be completely worthless. I mean, they provide nothing to humanity.
Yeah, I mean, it's about retrofitting your skill base, isn't it? Mm-hmm. So, Tim, do you have any final statements here? Has that helped at all?
I was just to say that recording production skills of mine wouldn't, you know, help, because you know, things would be too much in chaos for people to, you know, to get any recording jobs from people. And I just wanted to also say that, Vinny, that I'm glad that you liked the last email of mine, you know, telling about how I like to tell people in other chats about your show, and how I like seeing YouTube videos of you doing your show, you know, to see you in action while doing your show and other stuff.
Oh, you're very welcome, Tim. All right, well, thank you very much for your call. We have the last caller here is the Greek. Hold on a second, I'll just see him unmute him. There we are, the Greek. Welcome back to the program, mate. Always good to have your call.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for having me. It's always a pleasure.
And thank you for badgering your wife on my behalf and getting her to donate me some money, because now I can record all my shows in video.
Oh, okay, great. Well, I've been trying to get a campaign. I'm getting people in the entire area to tune in and send in, if it's possible. And I really enjoy the content. And I have a comment to make. There's a deep sense of irony in this. It's unnerving, and the system, the way it is, it's so diabolical, and it is the root of misery, perhaps, that one can say, in the world today, in general terms. But the deep sense of irony that I sensed is, since we've all established that the money is absolutely worthless, are these power elite trying to tell us that we are actually, that everything is prepaid and everything is here for us to share? In a crazy kind of way, that is the underlying message.
What have you got to say about that, Chris?
Yeah, I mean, if you think about what, you know, what we do for a living, I mean, if you took away the ability for this elite to suck our resources dry, how much do we really need to live on? If we did not have a debt-based monetary system, parents would own their homes outright and be able to pass that along tax-free to their children. If we didn't have to pay interest on loans, how much money would you have available? If we didn't have wars that we were fighting, how much money would we have available? The resources that are taken from us, and yet we're still able to live some sort of life. And once we get rid of this parasitical, you know, parasite on our back, we will have a wonderful life.
Indeed. And Greg, you can hold on after the break if you wish. My very special guest is Chris Dwayne, coming at you live. TheGreatestTruthNeverTold.com, 218-339-8525.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. Tuberculite removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Tuberculite is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkey Light LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
Do you realize every day we are being put under constant stress from wireless radiation? What's worse is that you don't even know that it's happening. It puts as much stress on our body as if we had a constant viral infection, draining our energy and sapping our strength, or just making us irritable and fatigued. These wireless fields are being emitted from computers, microwaves, mobile phones, power lines, and any electrical appliance. Now there is a solution. A group of research engineers in New Zealand have come up with an active shielding device that shields you from wireless radiation at a cellular level. Blue Shield comes in three models: a household, portable, and USB that plugs into any computer. The great thing about Blue Shield is it is very affordable and guaranteed to last. A one-off purchase will see you being protected for years to come. Visit AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Blue Shield banner. Blue Shield, brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com.
But there's a reason. There's a reason. There's a reason for this. There's a reason education sucks, and it's the same reason that it will never, ever, ever be fixed. It's never going to get any better. Don't look for it. Be happy with what you got. Because the owners of this country don't want that. I'm talking about the real owners now. The real owners, the big wealthy business interests that control things and make all the important decisions. Forget the politicians. The politicians are put there to give you the idea that you have freedom of choice. You don't. You have no choice. You have owners. They own you. They own everything. They own all the important land. They own and control the corporations. They've long since bought and paid for the Senate, the Congress, the state houses, the city halls. They got the judges in their back pockets. And they own all the big media companies, so they control just about all of the news and information you get to hear. They spend billions of dollars every year lobbying to get what they want.
SwissAmerica.com reports gold prices rose above $1,650 an ounce on bargain hunting and a weaker dollar. Gold last traded at $1,652 an ounce. Silver, $30.10. In an ominous sign for American economic growth prospects, workers are paring back on their contributions to college funds, and borrowing from retirement accounts jumped 20% last year. According to Reuters, a recent spike in credit card usage could mean people are taking out new debt just to meet the costs of their day-to-day living. Financial Times of London reports that as the West sinks, Eastern economies soar. They say in 2012, the U.S. and Europe are likely to be flirting with recession, but China should continue to clip along nicely at about 7% growth. This is not a crisis of capitalism. Capitalism works whenever people believe in it and actually use it. This is a crisis of government. What we're seeing is the result of Western governments forsaking their capitalist roots in favor of social democracy. Read more about it at SwissAmerica.com.
Yo, what's up? Check this out.
The voice of the revolution. American Freedom Radio. American Freedom Radio.
Truth Brigade Radio. Live Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 p.m. Only on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. The truth has just gotten hotter.
Ladies and gentlemen, do me a favor, smash the television and burn the newspaper. That shit will never tell you that the president's a traitor. Believe what you want, but my evidence is greater. What you know about the Bilderberg and New World Order? What you know about the real fluoride in your water? What you know about the bleeding uranium in the mortar? What you know about AIPAC controlling the reporter? What's wrong with the
Welcome
world?
Back, ladies and gentlemen.
The people command Middle East.
To the show that's sponsored by AIPAC. On AmericanFreedomRadio.com. Also, I want to thank our less popular sponsors, the CIA, Mossad, and the NSA, and of course, MI6. And let's not forget the Kiwi contingent of contributors to the show, SIS, the State Intelligence Services, right here in New Zealand, who, when they kill you, they leave your shoes behind on the side of a dock. This actually happened. I'm not kidding you. Anyway, we have a very special caller in the Greek. Welcome back.
Thank you. May I restate my comment?
If
all right? The comment I'm trying to make, maybe I'll give the example, is that there's a deep sense of irony in this. And the example would be someone goes to a store in commerce and, let's say, buys a bag of beans or a dishwasher or a hat. What they're actually using to make that exchange or purchase is absolutely worthless. It is nothing more than a credit note, which has no value at all. Okay? So what is actually happening there is all those items are not being paid for. They're simply being exchanged for monopoly money. But the people engaging in these events actually think there's value. So until the people, quote-unquote, wake up or see that there's no value in that money, they will proceed along this game. But when the great majority does see this reality, they will realize that everything is prepaid for, because everything is just available to everyone based on not the amount of paper that they have, but the actual merit and equity. You see the point of the deep irony of the situation, how nothing has been paid for?
Well, I will disagree with that. The idea that fiat money has no value, while it's true, has legal tender laws making it have value. And then on an international level, it has the petrodollar. You have to have dollars in order to buy oil in the world market, just like you have to pay taxes with dollars. And since that the companies and corporations and the people have to work for this, the idea that we have to have legal tender laws to make something that's essentially worthless have value, do that. But that doesn't necessarily mean that everything's just paid for free. People do, the way I look at value, and I think when people start going down this road, they go, well, what's gold and silver going to be worth? I try not to measure it in terms of dollars, because I do know that that is it's intrinsically worthless. But I think one of the most interesting things I found in understanding a outside the dollar paradigm was that throughout all of history and two-thirds of the world today, 12 hours of hard human labor has been the equivalent of one-tenth of an ounce of silver. And if you can go back to the Roman times, Roman soldiers were paid one denarius for every day of service that they served the Roman legion, and that was the equivalent of one-tenth of an ounce of silver. If you saw, back in the 1900s, factory workers were paid one-tenth of an ounce or a dime for a day's worth of work. I just saw the movie Far and Away with Tom Cruise and Nicole Kidman, and when they came to America, they, worked 12 hours in a steamy factory stripping chickens, and she earned a dime a day. Whereas Tom Cruise went into bar fights and he won fighting $4. Well, that's 4 ounces of silver equivalent to, and even two-thirds of the world today, two-thirds of the world today lives off of what? $2 a day. There is value. And just because our fiat money system, it doesn't have backing to it, does not mean that, people don't sacrifice their human effort towards providing value for others, and that the equivalent of one person's value or effort should be the equivalent of what another person does. Unfortunately, we don't have that.
Yes, and maybe not, again. So actually, just wanting to collect the money itself, or the notes, or the credit, and not actually using it renders it even more worthless, because it only has value when it's being exchanged in what they call commerce or currency, or keeping it flowing. So, okay, well, that said, well, thanks for the time again. I just find that there's a tremendous sense of irony in it. And again, thanks, Vinny, and thanks for having me on.
You're very welcome. So it was an interesting point that was made there, is that, dollars basically are a made-up commodity that don't actually have any value. And, how can you buy gold with them? Like, for example, how many feathers is a gold bar worth? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
they ain't worth nothing, because you can just grow chickens and pluck them and what have you, interestingly enough.
And that's the idea of hyperinflation. At some point, during the German hyperinflation, the Weimar hyperinflation, the Deutschmarks, or the Reichmark, or whatever it was that they had back then, the Voltaire's got the quote that all paper money goes to its intrinsic value, which is zero. That's not quite true, because the paper that is being printed on has value more so than the numbers printed on it, and that at some point the BTUs that come from burning that paper are worth something. So it'll never really go to zero. You could always burn it and keep yourself warm.
Yeah, pretty much. And incidentally, it didn't actually go to the value of the paper it was printed on. It was actually even worth less than the paper it was printed on in the Weimar Republic. You know, like, people were actually going out there and buying and getting themselves, you know, like, wheelbarrow loads of this stuff and then making kites out of it because it was that cheap.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've seen pictures of kids stacking bundles of it to see how high they could make it.
I'm gonna build a fort, Daddy. Very good, son. Very good.
Give me all your money.
You know, and it got to the point where the inflation was actually making a difference on a daily basis, right? Like loaf of bread would cost you half a wheelbarrow load in the morning. And what was it? You'd have to have a whole wheelbarrow load by lunchtime.
How about
workers started going to their employers and saying, look, you've got to pay us several times a day now because we've got to actually keep up with this inflation and go out and buy our bread during lunchtime.
Yeah, that's right. I think the two most extreme examples that I found when studying this, that a bottle of wine costs less than an empty bottle of wine at the end of dinner. Or the empty bottle of wine cost more than the full bottle of wine at the beginning of dinner. That's how quickly it went up in value, that the empty glass was worth more than a full bottle during that time period. And another one is a bellhop in Germany was given a tip of a 1 ounce gold coin from a German industrialist before the hyperinflation at a hotel. And 1 year later, that bellhop bought that hotel for 1 ounce of gold. So that's a tremendously shows you what kind of paradigm shift that we're going to be dealing with.
And finally, I mean, what are your kind of advice for people? Because you're a Marine. You know how to defend yourself and protect yourself. I mean, are there any kind of like combat tips you can give to people just in case?
No, because I don't recommend anybody doing that. I found that some of the Marines I worked with, they're not necessarily fighters. The most important thing is situational awareness, education, being out of danger, to stay away from fighting so you can live to fight for another day. And this is coming from a guy who's, you know, throwing a lot of bullets downrange.
Now that's a good point. I was watching a TV show last night with my girlfriend called Falling Skies, I think, and it's about they were kind of like outnumbered and they could have picked off a few of these guys, but they instead chose to surrender. Why? Because the number one rule in combat is to survive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and simply just being out of danger is the most important thing. That's why if you can give me one thing I want to stress to people is get out of urban areas. Look at the people that are around you. And you know, are these the kind of people that would, bury an axe in the back of your head for food after a week? I mean, people live in urban areas now that are violent. Can you imagine what it's going to be like when power goes out for 2-3 days and when they know that the cops aren't coming, when they know that there are a lot of desperate people around? Get out of the area. I mean, I get people who are like, oh, I'm just going to have a lot of guns. No, that's insane. If you're spotted or your house is known to have stuff, you're going to be the first place that they're going to go to. And it's not going to be like I Am Legend where you're going to be able to, you and your dog, fend off zombie hordes. It's the best thing to do is educate yourself, take massive action, and, get out of those areas.
I think that's about right. And watch out for those zombie hordes when you go to work today, ladies and gentlemen.
Except they're a lot fatter. They're a lot fatter and slower than what the movies show. If you go to that website, Walmart people, it's really scary. I mean, there's definitely a sub species that's been, you know, bred from this, with all this bad food and bad education and, you know, drugs and stuff like that. I mean, it's...
And
it's,
interestingly enough, they don't crave brains like normal zombies do. You're listening to the Eastwood Show.
Well, they may crave smart people after this all goes down, so be careful.
Oh, yeah. What was it? I saw a great protest sign at the Auckland Occupy. It says, when it comes down to it, the poor will have nothing to eat but the rich. Yeah. All right. Well, thank you very much for coming on the show with me today.
Yeah, it was a pleasure. Thank you.
Chris Duane, ladies and gentlemen, and if you want to quickly plug your websites there, don't-tread-on.me and also thegreatesttruthnevertold.com. It's been emotional.
Oh, God.
All right. Well, I hope nobody else has a heart attack after listening to this radio broadcast, because we don't want to attribute to the worldwide health crisis.
No,
we'll be back tomorrow.